ABC 10 News 24/7 starts now.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt, coming to you live on our ABC 10 News streaming platform. A deadly head-on crash in Mission Valley is under investigation. This was the scene from Sky 10 on Camino del Rio South. Police say a 65-year-old man was trapped in the car and died. One other person was taken to the hospital. No word what led up to the crash. The man who carried out a deadly shooting at the Chabad of Poway 2 years ago will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. Today, John Ernest pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder. Ernest was armed with an AR-15-style rifle when he killed 60-year-old Lori Gilbert Kay. Three others were injured, including the rabbi and an 8-year-old girl. According to the district attorney's office, Ernest admitted that he committed those crimes because of his bias and hatred of Jews. Today's plea agreement will spare him the death penalty. A sentencing hearing has been set for September 30th. The oversight in state law that allowed Ernest to buy the gun for the attack still exists. Ernest was just 19 when he made that purchase from San Diego Guns. California state law requires the person to be 21, but Ernest was able to buy it because he had a state hunting license, which reduced that age minimum to 18. But his license wasn't going to be valid for another 6 weeks. In the aftermath of the attack, ABC 10 learned the state Justice Department approved the sale because it doesn't verify hunting licenses. Only the gun shop examines the license. Last year, State Senator Anthony Portantino introduced a bill to require that state verification, but it was vetoed. This year, he brought forward a new version of the bill.
We're codifying common sense. We're codifying prudence. And I don't mind doing that because my goal is to keep these weapons out of the hands of people who shouldn't get it.
The bill passed the Senate and now it's in the Assembly. Funeral services were held today for San Diego icon Father Joe Carroll. St. Rita's Church in Lincoln Park was packed with mourners while thousands watched the live stream from home. Father Joe was best known for his decades of work for the homeless. He was the heart and soul of Father Joe's Villages, the largest service provider for the homeless in the city of San Diego.
I wanted to come down here today to pay the respects because, like I said, Father Joe was a good person and he helped out everybody, every race. He didn't discriminate and he was just a blessing for our community. And we need more Father Joes like him.
The San Diego Convention Center will host a public memorial next month. Now to the latest on coronavirus in San Diego County. More than 500 cases reported today, but no new deaths. Tomorrow is the first day of school for students in the Sweetwater Union High School District. The superintendent says the district will follow recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics, which says everyone 2 and older should wear a mask indoors regardless of vaccination status. Other precautions are also being taken to limit the spread of COVID-19.
We have taken additional precautions. For example, we installed air purification systems known as ionizers in each and every single one of our classrooms. We also have limited the number of students that will be able to be in bathrooms to 1 or 2, depending on the size of the bathroom. And we're also limiting access to water fountains because that could be a vector for transmission. So we have installed water bottle filling stations so that students can fill their own water bottle and not have to share a drinking fountain.
A virtual learning option is also being offered. About 300 students are enrolled in that so far. And local gas prices appear to be stabilizing for now. Today, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in San Diego County is $4.31. That's the 11th time in 13 days it's changed by 0.3 cents or less. The average price has risen more than a dollar since the start of the year because of a sharp increase in the oil price and because of higher demand due to more people driving to work. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back in 30 minutes with another update. And more local news will be happening just seconds away.